You're listening to Stoke FM. I'm Megan Dooling, and I have a little bit of talking for you to listen to. It's not exactly a news story. Here we have a voice note from Hannah Griffin, sent from her motel room in Pateros, Washington. That's where her little yellow canoe is pulled up to now. She's taking a few days off from paddling the Columbia River from Canal Flats all the way to Astoria, Oregon. That's where the mighty river enters the Pacific Ocean. A month into her journey, Hannah's crossed the border. She's portaged 5 of the 14 dams on the river, including the Grand Coulee, the biggest generator of hydroelectricity in the United States of America. She's also paddled through 5 giant reservoirs. Arrow Lakes is created by Keenly Side Dam near Castlegar. Last time we heard from Hannah, she was about to enter the Arrow Lakes. Here she is now to recount what's happened since then.
At the moment, I'm in a little town in Washington called Pateros, and I checked into a motel for 2 nights, and I'm taking a little break from the river because I'm pretty run down and definitely have needed, just to take it easy for a day and a half. So on my rest day today, I went to a bakery in the morning, and then I've had 2 different naps. And now I'm watching Pitch Perfect in my motel room. When I left Revelstoke, it was really beautiful, and I didn't see very many people at all out on the water. The water was really low, so when you went past all these different cabins and cottages that people had, especially as you got towards the lower Arrow Lake, people's docks would be 30 feet above the waterline, and all these people's boats were beached kind of on the shore, which was pretty surreal looking. And about 4 days in the morning, I looked behind me and could just see this wall of smoke kind of blowing in the wind towards me. And then spent about 2 days paddling in really, really thick smoke. And it was really a strange feeling because I couldn't see the other side of the river, and I could barely see a point in front of me that was maybe 50 meters away. And it made me feel like I was on the ocean, even though it wasn't actually very wide across where I was. So that lasted for several days. And then Steve came and met me at Seringa Provincial Park, which is pretty close to Castlegar. And he drove me around the Hugh Keenly Side Dam, which is the last dam on the Columbia in BC. And then I paddled about 32 kilometers from the other side of that dam down into trail. And the water was really high, and it was definitely probably the most hectic river paddling I've done by myself. There was some good wave trains, and just it felt like the whole surface of the river was just covered in whirlpools and boils and really intense eddy lines. So I was definitely white knuckling it a bit, but I made it into trail. And then Steve grabbed me, and we stayed in a motel with our 2 huskies for the night. And then I got driven over the border the next day by Steve, and he dropped me off just above Northport, Washington. And then from that point, I was on the next big reservoir, which is Lake Roosevelt, which is about 203 kilometers. And so I paddled down there in 8 days as well. And I had pretty good conditions. I didn't really have any days with super intense headwind. There was kind of small, maybe several hours where it would be blowing pretty hard. But I also had tailwind some days, and I had some calm days as well. And Lake Roosevelt was really nice because there's just so much public land and so many nice beaches everywhere. So I had a lot of really lovely campsites for the night. The biggest hazard of the whole trip so far I encountered on Lake Roosevelt, which was just really loose speedboaters and jet skiers. And I was often nervous that they didn't see me and they would come really close. And just sometimes there'd be 4 or 5 speedboaters kind of in my vicinity. And so I would have the wake from all of their different vessels kind of coming at me at different directions. So that was kind of a lot to handle, but ended up getting through it. And I got to the dam at the bottom of Lake Roosevelt, which is the Grand Coulee Dam, about 4 days ago. And that dam is massive and creates the most electricity in all of the United States. And some folks who live in one of the towns there, who I got connected with, drove me over the dam and then dropped me on the other side on this like very skinny section below the dam of the Columbia River. And once I was on there, it was such a big change of pace. There was absolutely nobody around, no speedboaters. There's like a couple fish farms, but I didn't see any employees there. And so I paddled on there for about a day and a half, and stayed at the worst campsite so far on the trip. So on that day, as the sun was going down, I just couldn't find anywhere to camp. There were like a couple really small little crescent-shaped beaches, but they would have these really steep eroding banks above them with like pretty significant sized rocks that just looked poised to fall. And then whenever I got to like a flatter spot without an eroding bank, there'd be like grazing cattle. I was like, well, I can't sleep with them. And so eventually it was like getting dark. And so I was like, I just have to hop out at this spot. And so I like, yeah, ended up tying up my boat and walking up this kind of steep bank with my tent, set up my tent in what looked like a patch of like deserty scrub and grass that cows had previously been sleeping in. And then maybe like a half hour after I got in my tent, I heard a bunch of cows walking by, and was just crossing my fingers and toes that they weren't going to stomp on me. So I woke up at like 4:30 and just got out of there really fast. And then the following day, I got to Bridgeport, Washington, and some other folks I connected with drove me around the Chief Joseph Dam and dropped me off at a campground in the town of Bridgeport. And the lovely camp host there let me stay for free, which is super nice. And then the people who drove me over the dam came and picked me up after I set up my tent, and I had a really lovely dinner at their house, and they made some burgers and had lots of nice veggies and fruit. And then the next day, I woke up at 6 a.m. and was gonna get up and hit the river, but there was really bad thunderstorms, and so I just ended up kind of staying in my tent for most of the day and reading and napping. And that town, Bridgeport, has a really large Hispanic population. And so there's a lot of good Mexican and Central American food. And so I went for lunch and got a really good stuffed poblano pepper with cheese and rice and beans, and back to my tent for a nap. And it was a great day. And so when I get back on the river tomorrow after my rest day, I'm going to be paddling kind of like meandering south past a bigger town called Wenatchee, and then I have about like 350 kilometers until the river starts its final 400 kilometer stretch due west to the ocean. So yeah, that's how things are going. And yeah, overall the trip so far has been really good and really hard and really lonely and really exciting, and have had a lot of ups and downs, and I've definitely cried a few times, but yeah, I'm really happy to be out here, and it's been a great experience so far.
That's Hannah Griffin reporting from Pateros, Washington. She's canoeing the Columbia River all the way to Astoria, Oregon, where it enters the Pacific Ocean. To read more on her adventure or to listen to the first part of this story, go to our website, stokefm.com, and hit the news section. Reporting from upstream in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.